Blog Talk Radio.
Good afternoon, radio listeners. This is your pastor, Pastor Ola Starling, with the Anointed Word International Ministry. I want to say God bless you this morning. Thank you for listening. And I pray that you're being blessed from the word, praise God. For this morning, praise God, I just want to say I thank God once again for being able to come before you this morning to bring forth the word, praise God, with understanding and clarity. I thank God, praise God, for another day. A day, praise God, which I've never seen before. I've never seen this Sunday before. And I thank God for his grace and his mercy and how he has been able to keep me, praise God, from safe, from all hurt, harm, and danger. He has kept me, praise God. Yes, he has kept me, praise God, and I'm grateful. And this morning, we're going to go to the throne of grace that we may go forth, praise God, in the word this morning. And Lord, I am so grateful today to say thank you for a new day. Thank you for life strength. Thank you for proof of activities of my limbs, being clothed in my right mind, and have a mind to continue to stay on the battlefield for the Lord and to keep the word burning in our hearts. I thank you, Father God, for allowing me, praise God, to wake up this morning. You didn't let death come in and overtake me. You break the circle of love, but you kept us and you brought us to another day. You delivered your first mercies, fresh mercies, and I thank you for those that first mercy this morning. God, I am grateful. But let your word go forth, praise God, because you have stated in your word that your word would not go out void, but it would go out and accomplish that in which it has been sent. And God, today I send the word, and I am grateful, Father God. Thank you for loving me enough to allow me to handle your word in Jesus' name. Amen. But this morning, praise God, I want to come before you this morning to talk a little to you about, praise God, something that we all have, praise God, a battle with, and we will until Jesus' return. And this morning, I would like to ask a question. And do you know the question? Answer. Satan live. Where does he live? Do you know the devil is in disguise? Now, to answer that question I just asked, Satan lives on earth. And the Bible also gives us his precise address. You think I'm kidding or just joking around? Now, considering Satan has a home here on earth, just as God does, God's home, our dwelling, was in the temple in the Jerusalem. Matthew 23:21 and John 2:16. Until its destruction in the 70s, Satan dwells in the Pergamos, sometimes spelled as Pergam, a city near the coast of Asia Minor, which is currently in the modern Turkey. The site of the ancient city of Pergamos is 39 degrees north of 27 degrees east of Asia Minor. And the Bible declares that, and the angels of the Lord in the church of Pergamos write, these things saith he which held the sharp, which has the sharpened sword with two edges. I know thy works and where thou dwell, even where Satan's seat is, and thou holdest fast my name and has not denied my faith. Even in those days wherein Antipas was my faithful martyr, who was slain among you, where Satan dwells. He dwells on earth. He's not walking around, praise God, with a pitchfork and red tail and horns on his head with an ugly face. And you know how the cartoon characters make him look. Excuse me, let us correct that today. He has a seat here on earth. Revelation 2:12-13. Now, some people don't know that because they put him in cartoon form. And they make him look like he's such a demon. No, Satan was a beautiful thing. And where the Pergamos was and dwell, their Satan's seat was also. And at least at the time of the book of Revelation when it was written, it appears that it will be his location and dwelling near the end time, because the content in verse 16 in the book of Revelation has referred to Christ's coming quickly. And the location is repeated in verse 13. When something is spoken more than one time, the Lord wants you to get it. The writer wants you to get it. Where it says again that Satan dwells at Pergamos, the churches, and that he mentions in the book of Revelation. Not only does Satan have a dwelling at Pergamos, but he also has a throne there. Mm-hmm. And the King James word, the seat means in verse 12, is a common word of a throne. It is known as thronos in Greek. A throne and power, it implies and it connects you to rulership. Throne means where I live, where I dwell, where I send out my orders from. So, and Satan rules from that location. And will be his base of operation on earth, most likely. He's not moving to a new house. He has one. And while Satan, you know, while Satan may dwell at Pergamos, he does a lot of traveling now. In Revelation 12, he's cast out of heaven along with the messengers, meaning the angels that fell with him. And the Bible declares that one-third of heaven's angels came with him. This is what I want to imply to the listeners today. Listen to me carefully. Satan is not everywhere at all the time. He can't. He's not omnipotent. He's not omniscient. And he's not omnipresent. He's not everywhere. But what he does, he commands his demons to go out and do the work for him. He can't do it all. He's not everywhere. That's why the devil. No, the demons are out causing havoc. Satan is the one sending them out to do it because he can't be everywhere at one time. Until that time, he has access to heaven until that time, and even the throne of God as he had in the days of Job. And if you go and talk about Job, you can go and read Job 1, 6 through 12 and 2, 1 through 7. At the time of Jesus' last journey to Jerusalem, Satan tempted and supervised opposition to him about Job. Okay? Which kind of made it in Satan's personal, you know, his personal possession of Judas. See, Satan was able to move about, but he couldn't go everywhere. At the time of his betrayal to the Jewish leaders in Luke 22 and 3. Now, soon Satan's home. He will have a home that he will be, and he will not be coming out. His home for 1,000 years will be in the bottomless pit, named the Abyss, in Revelation 21 and 3. And during that millennium, he will not be able to go willingly. He will not be able to travel to and fro. He will be laid hold of bound chains cast into the pit, which will be locked and sealed. See, right now he's not in the pit. And I think I said this before. Stop telling him to go to the pit because he's not there. He's not there yet. You can't put him there. It's not your job to send him there. Because you don't have the power to keep them locked in there. So that's the need I'm saying. See, some things we say, praise God, it's not to help us. Sometimes it's to harm us. So we don't know that Satan is not in a pit. He has free range right now. He has free range because he has not been sealed away in the pit. But he has a home here on earth. Now, to know, praise God, these things here, you must understand that Satan, the existence of Satan, see, you got to know Satan works with his demons. The devil is not everywhere at one time, people. It's the demons. You got to understand, demon has a name. Every demon has a name. And when you are dealing with demonic forces, you need to know the demons you're dealing with. You just say, come in tonight, come out, come out, come out. You better know who you're telling to come out. Because he's not going to answer to you because they have a name. Now, the existence of Satan is this. The existence comes in three personal things, his personal things that it comes in. It comes in a character, a cartoon type conception, a lying liberal preachers, and silent from conservative pulpit. This is what he operates through here on earth. The devil will deny, he said if it was possible, he would deny his own existence. Satan's disciples thrive between best when he is ignored, misunderestimated. Okay? This is what he does. When you don't underestimate the devil. Don't ignore him. People say, don't worry about it. No. Don't ignore the devil. Don't ignore Satan. because Satan has a plan for you. See, what Satan does, he infiltrates his will through his demons. And in the Old Testament, the books are, there are several books where his name is mentioned. Genesis, Job, Isaiah, Zechariah, the Chronicles, Psalms, and Ezekiel. Those seven books, his name, you will find filtrated through that book, those books. Satan is referred to by every New Testament writer. Satan is mentioned by Jesus some 15 times in those books. The originator of Satan was this. The original fall of Satan, okay, is designed, and you can mention it and find it more replicable in two chapters in the book of the Bible, and that is chapters of Ezekiel 28 and Isaiah 14, the original nation of Satan. Ezekiel 12, 28 and 12, Lucifer was a fallen, he fell because of his wisdom, he fell his beauty, you see, he fell from all of that. He was referred to, praise God, as, praise God, the anointed cherubim, meaning the anointed angel. Remember, Satan didn't have no sin. He was one of God. Okay? Ezekiel 28 and 17. The first sin was the spirit of pride that brought him down, that caused him to be kicked from heaven to earth. Satan's first five foolish fatals was, I will. We have to be careful with using I, my friend. The I sometimes will destroy you. I will ascend into the heavens. I will exalt my throne above the stars of God. I will sit also upon, praise God, the mount of the congregation in the side of the north. Okay? In the side of who? Of the north. He said, I'm going to sit my congregation in the side of who? The north. He knew who he wanted his congregation to be. Did not we say Pergamos is in 39 degrees north? He said, I will set my throne up in the sides of the north, not the east, but the north. Then the word also came along to say that. He said it then, he said it now. I'm going to set my throne in the side of the north. I will extend above the heights of the clouds, and I will be like who? The Most High God. See, this is what destroyed him, because he got pride lifted him. And the Bible declared, God said, there are six things that he hates, and one of them is a proud look. He does not even lack a proud look. Praise God. See, he also said, praise God, in Isaiah 14 and 13, it speaks of, I will exalt myself above the throne, above the stars of God, reference to Satan desiring to worship it for the worship of angels. For the worship of angels. Isaiah 14, Satan wants to be like Elohim, the strong one, or the strongest one. The personalities of Satan. You got to understand, we're not dealing with a cartoon with red tail and a pitfall with horns on his head. The personality of Satan is a real person. 1 Corinthians 15, 39 and 40, Satan possesses a body, a celestial body. He has a body, people. Don't play with it. You think Satan is walking and looking ugly with his face and they got him looking with these rings on him and looking like a demon? No, boo. He got that twisted. No. Satan personality. He has personality. He has a personality. His personality is this. He's intelligent. He has a will. He has organization ability skill. This is why he can send his demons out to do his dirty work. He commands them and they go. And they attack and they cause havoc. This is what he does. He organizes them. He has memory. Also has emotion. He's not something you can't see you draw out. He's a person. In Revelation 12, Satan has but a short term. If you read in Daniel and his emotions, and Satan possesses, praise God, and his portions are this. He has a desire. he has pride, and he has wrath. The Bible says he only comes for three things, to kill, to devour, and to destroy. Those three things equal to pride, desire, and wrath. And in Revelation 12, 4, the devil organized the first rebellion against God. He has organizational skills, my friend. Oh, y'all think the devil's stupid? Well, somebody, don't mention him until I give him too much praise. You don't have to give him no praise, my dear. He's already, he knows what he's capable of doing. You're ignoring him. You need to get to know what you're dealing with. And he is not stupid, neither is he dumb. Amen. The devil lead and he organized this revolution. He rebelled and had most of the angels. Now, listen to me, good. He must have had a game. He had one third of the angels to cahoots with him or to come to his side and want to fight against the Almighty God. You got to understand, you're not dealing with something, don't know what he's doing. But you need to know who you're dealing with. And the name of Satan's ark, there are 22 names and titles in the Bible concerning Satan. But the most common name for the devil is Satan. Satan is the devil. The devil is Satan. They're the same. They are the same. But the name Satan with meaning is Leviathan. It means one who dwells in the sea of humanity. Lucifer means the light bearer, the shining one. Apollyon means destroyer. Beelzebub means defense of demons. And Bela, it says Bela means he's very ruthless. He's ruthless. He's biased. He means he's evil. You can't get no more evil than he can get. But there's activities that he does, praise God, to keep him, praise God, stirring and knowing, I'm in a battle and I'm out to destroy. The activities of the devil, Satan tries to imitate God by what? By falsely using these five things. He imitates God. The false Trinity, the synagogue, the churches, yes. Doctrine, mystery, a throne, a king, a kingdom, worship, angels, ministries, miracles, sacrifices, fellowships, and armies. All these things he used to imitate God. He do these things, praise God, to imitate God by falsely using these five things. These things cause, praise God, Satan, praise God, to stir in. Where is he sitting right now? In our synagogue. In our pulpits. This is where he sits. Because nobody's afraid anymore. Didn't nobody know that he looks into the congregation. He sits right there. He knows the word. He comes in with sheep clothing, but he's a wolf, dressed in sheep clothing. The truth is that Satan sows and he tears among God's wheat, tears and sows among the wheat. He instigates true doctrine. He go in there and make them tell it the way it's not supposed to be told or say something, praise God. Amen, amen. But you don't know it because you haven't studied it. The dangers with Satan, praise God, pervert God's word or using the word out of context, misrepresentation, overstressing, ignorance, and misunderstanding. All misinterpretation of Scripture comes from Satan, but some of them come from human error. When you don't know, because you haven't studied, it comes from human error. The false doctrine of Satan causes God, okay, God's word to be misinterpreted. For an example, there is no hell, okay? Satan hinders the work of God. Hinders the work of God's servant. In 1 Thessalonians 2:18, in Daniel 10:12-13, Satan resisted the prayers of God's servants. Satan accuses the Christians of being before God. And Job, he accuses Job. See, Satan has a game. 1 Timothy 2:6 and 1 Timothy 3:7. Satan lays snares before men to fall into holes. He tells his servants to go out and put them down there. Put them things so they can follow, because they're not going to read the word. Put things so they can't see it. Make it look like it's real. And everything he commands his demons to do, they are going to carry it out, because if they don't carry it out, then he's going to get rid of them. He don't care nothing about them as well. He does not care. Satan deceives and afflicts, and he tempts. Satan is never, never sincere of godliness or sacredness of the home. He doesn't care about you, your children, your mama, your daddy, your sister, your pope. He don't care nothing about none of you. He talk about you all. He want to destroy every one of them. The name of the chosen people, Satan causes them to what? To do nothing. He causes them, don't want them to do nothing. That would be pleasing God. He don't want you to do anything to please God. No, he doesn't. David disobeyed God. Judas betrayed Christ. Yes, Peter rebuked and denied Christ. Ananias lied to the Holy Ghost. This is what he wants, because he know, praise God, the devil know the book, people. He know the word, and he know how to cause us, praise God, to stumble and fall, because we won't stand for God, we'll fall for anything. For the various geographical, praise God, and spiritual locations of Satan, he got some location that he will be, he will go. But he going to do everything he can, my people, before he get there. He's going to cause problems. He's going to cause problems in marriages, problems in your home, problems in your life, in your children's life, because we are unaware. We are standing with our gates wide open. We do not know the devil when we see it. What we call good, what's good, we call it bad. And what's bad, we call it good. So we are all confused. Uh-huh. But there goes six locations that Satan, in scripture and time, that he will go. He will. God is going to see to him, praise God, being able, praise God, to go right to the place where he's supposed to be. God is not going to spare him, because he will not spare the angels. He's going to let him know, you got a place to go and you're going. But before he get there, my friend, his intention is to take as many of us as he can with him. As many as he can with him. You see, praise God, in the heavens of God, he is the chief enemy. He was the chief enemy of his present location. In Job 1:6 and Zechariah 3:12. But in the heavens, it says God, choir leader. He was the choir leader, beautiful, had the beautiful stones all over him. His past location, you can find it, praise God, in Ezekiel 28:12-19. But on earth, after the millennium, the third location is his future location. It would be for, it comes from Revelation 27:9. You see, he's out running havoc on us. He's out, let me explain to you people, the church folks is mainly. Quit telling this spirit to go to the pit. He's sitting there looking at you, laughing in your face. He don't need to be in no pit, because you can't put him in no pit. He's out there, got his demons working you overtime, because you don't know what you're dealing with. It is not Satan you're dealing with, my friend. It's the demon of Satan you're dealing with. Satan can't be everywhere at one time. He could never do it. So since he can't do it, the jealousy spirit from God, because God has the authority, Yahweh has the authority to be everywhere at one time, then the devil gets jealous. But he would never be like God. On earth after the millennium, his future location is going to be in Revelation 27:9. On earth during the tribulation, the future location for him will be found, praise God, in Revelation 12:7-12. Revelation 12:7-12. And in the lake of fire, the future location will be found in Revelation 20:10. because he will not, praise God, have no longer access to the earth to roam to and fro. And in the bottomless pit will be his second location in Revelation 21 and 3. So you got to understand one thing, my friend. Satan has limitations. God does not. He has no limitation. This is what makes him who he is, because he can do whatever he desires to do because he is God. He is Yahweh, the great I am. He is that I am. I am that I am. He is God. He is Yahweh. Yes. Satan has many limitations, and they are a few. Satan is not. He is not omnipresent. What do you mean by that? He can't be here messing with me, and why he over there messing with you. This is what I'm saying to you, my friend. He is sitting on his throne while he's sending out his demons from the throne to go out and make havoc on you, or try to make havoc on me, or try to cause confusion, or try to cause tragedy and things to happen. Why do God look? He doesn't do anything to cause tragedy. It's the devil sending his demons out to work on his behalf. He's not omnipotent. He's not omnipresent. He is not omniscient. The devil cannot be in two or more places at once. Hear me good. The devil may know, baby, it's the demons of the devil. The devil's not doing that. It's the demons he sends to make them do that. Hear me good. Thank you, Jesus. For years, people have used that. Oh, the devil, the devil, the devil. No, baby, it's the demons of the devil. They are his little we call them the little imps that he sends out and they run. He said, go and they go. He said, come and they come. That's what you're dealing with. He cannot be in two or more places at one time. Satan is not power like God omnipotent. Satan does not know all the secrets. He don't know your secret. He don't know your past. And he sure don't know your future. I don't want the devil to hear. The devil can hear all he want to hear. But when God got you and God for you, the devil can't do you no harm. He can't do you any harm. He can send what he wants to send. But my thing to this today, praise God, is those, praise God, that are running into situations, they're talking about the devil. No, baby, it's the demon. It's the demon, the one that fell with Satan, is making havoc upon the earth, not the devil. He's sending them out because he's sitting in his seat. He's sitting up on his throne, praise God, and Pergamos on the north, praise God, because he said, I will make my throne on the north, in the north of the congregation. Middle East people, okay? He said, I will make that. And Satan does not know all the secrets, the past, not the future, because what? He is not omniscient. He's not omniscient, my friend. You just need to be aware, praise God, you are dealing with demons, because one-third of them came with him. And they are not sitting around, baby, at a picnic table. Neither are they sitting around, praise God, having, praise God, swimming lessons and going to the gym, working out. And they are out there, praise God, trying to bring havoc upon you, me, and everybody else, because that's what they have been commanded to do. They only come to kill, to devour, and to destroy. And it's not and a habit in your life. You need to get to know who Jesus is today. You need to get some power in your life. You need to get somebody in your life that can protect you and yours, praise God. But you can only do it, praise God, by knowing who Jesus Christ is. Because the Bible declares every demon got to flee, praise God, at the name of Jesus. At the name of Jesus, every knee shall bow, and every demon, praise God, and every tongue shall confess that Jesus Christ is Lord. That's your only weapon against these demonic forces, the demons that he sends out to make war upon you and yours, is the Spirit of God. Get to know who he is today. Don't be lost, praise God, allowing the enemy to beat you down or to cause havoc in your life, because the Bible declares, it said this, he said, if you resist the devil and his demons, they will flee from you. You can't resist them if you don't know them. Amen. I'm here today to tell you Satan lives on earth, but he's working in the sky. Know who Jesus is today, people. Get to know him. for your own benefit, that you may have, praise God, somebody, thank God, in your corner that would allow you to win the war against the demonic force. Until this time, praise God, next time you be blessed. And know, praise God, that God is standing with outstretched arms. He's saying, come, I need you to come to me. Come to me, for my yoke is easy and my burden is light. Come as you are, and I will not cast you out. You be blessed. Until the next time.